In Cedar Rapids, Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann, Todd Brommelkamp taking his final vacation day before football starts. We are on the eve of college football, if you can believe that. Tristan Cockcroft will join us at 6:05 to answer all of your fantasy football questions. Speaking of fantasy football, I woke up this morning, Kyle, and I've just thought to myself, how in the world am I going to get the sixth contestant or entrant into our KGYM Fantasy Football League? So before we start this, I want to make sure, after we get to Nick and you have an answer, you have to be able to be at the draft at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar in Marion on Tuesday, September the 5th after 7:30 p.m. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. You have to be there. So what we're going to do right now is bring on a very good friend of mine, guy by the name of Nick Safransky. He's in Chicago live from NBC, the NBC Tower in downtown Chicago. Nick, how's your afternoon going?
Everything's going great, Alex. How are you doing?
We're doing well. And see, I have been trying to figure out how to get your trivia questions on the air. Every time we hang out, you have these awesome trivia questions. And I've brought them up to KGYM management. And they're like, we'll find a way to get Nick, or Statist Nick, as you're known as.
Great name.
On the air. Do you go by that name at work?
I'll take it. I'll definitely take it. I've been hearing it a lot lately, I would say, among us, from my friends at the parties, you know. But that's a great moniker.
So I know that you're a big Bears fan. Have you drafted any Bears players in either of your fantasy football drafts yet?
You know, I'm trying to win the league, so I'm not going to admit to drafting any Bears players. Maybe Jordan Howard would be a good option, but other than that, I can't really see many guys I'd like to pick.
Definitely not Cameron Meredith at this point. Sorry, that was a little bit too soon.
Unfortunately, no.
All right, Nick. Well, you had a question, and I want you to give it to the listeners now. And the first person to call in and get the correct answer, all four correct answers, there's four of them, right, Nick?
Yes.
Okay, all four correct answers will be the sixth entrant into our KGYM Fantasy Football Listener League. Go ahead, Nick.
There are four active NFL quarterbacks that have made 160 or more career starts in the NFL. This is a regular season only, not playoffs included, and have only played for a single team in their entire career.
319-366-1600. So let's review this and correct. Tell me if I'm correct. Four active NFL players, 160 or more career starts, and they've only played for a single NFL team. That's correct.
That's correct. And quarterbacks only for this.
Quarterbacks only. So, yeah, I forgot to say that. So, four active quarterbacks, 160 or more regular season starts, one NFL team. If you can get all four of those without telling me somebody wrong, you will be our next entrant into the KGYM Listener Draft. Nick, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.
That's Nick Safransky, and he came up with that one himself.
I love this stuff. After you told me that you had a friend like this, I decided I needed a friend like this. So me and my friends have been doing this ever since you told me about Statistic.
So Statistic, we're going to bring on Mike with our first, who will have the first crack at this. Mike, do you think you have the answer, Statistic's answer?
I think so. I might miss by one, but it'll be a good guess.
It's tougher than
right,
you think.
Go ahead.
Tom Brady. Phil Rivers, Eli Manning, Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Mike, thank you for trying. Great guess. Just a little bit off. We're going to try Matt now. Matt, did you hear Mike's try, and do you think you have the answer? Matt, you got us.
All right.
Go ahead. Matt?
Maybe.
All right, go ahead.
Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, Tom Brady, and Ben Roethlisberger.
Matt, you are the sixth entrant into the KGYM Fantasy Football
League. Nice to meet you.
Will you be able to be at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar in Marion on Tuesday, September the 5th, after 7:30 p.m.?
I should be able to do that.
Well, Matt, what we're going to do right now is we're going to put you on hold, and Jeff Downing is going to get all of your information. We'll get your email, and we will see you on the next Tuesday.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Matt. Man, Mike. Mike calls in, and he absolutely was...
He knew it.
He knew it, except I would have guessed the same thing. In fact, when he gave me all of those quarterbacks, there actually are, I think, 10 quarterbacks in the history of the NFL who have accomplished that feat.
And four of them are active.
And
that's
four of them
impressive.
Are active. One of them, or excuse me, six of them are inactive, but pretty much, I think most of them are modern-day quarterbacks. I'd have to look at the list real quick. But the answer is Tom Brady, Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, and Philip Rivers. And here are the quarterbacks.
Marino, Elway, Aikman, Fouts.
Yes, and I want to see exactly where Aaron Rodgers is, because he's
got to be close.
Like 4254 said, he has to be very close. Can you guess, Kyle, any of the former quarterbacks or no?
I'll say the four that I just said. John Elway, Troy Aikman.
Wait, hold on. Okay. One at a time.
Okay.
John Elway.
Troy Aikman. Dan Marino. Okay, those are the three that I was gonna say right off the bat.
There are three more.
And I'll say I got Dan Fouts. And then I'm out.
Ken Anderson.
Kid it.
And Jim Kelly.
Oh, okay.
So congratulations once again to Matt. And he is our sixth contestant. Tomorrow, we're going to have a text line edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn entry into the KGYM fantasy football draft, where, like I said, and like Todd said, and I'm not exactly sure what the parameters are going to be, but we're going to get a winner from the text line, which is also 319-366-1600. 512 on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. A topic that we got to before the top of the hour, before the bottom of the hour, when we brought Gary Rima on, were these Fight for Iowa State t-shirts. And there were many people calling in and many people texting in, and I felt bad because we had to get to Gary Rima. Gary joined us at 4:35. The podcast is available at kgymradio.com. Daryl and Marion ask about, what about Drew Brees? He's played for two teams.
Yeah,
he played for the Chargers as well. The Fight for Iowa State t-shirts... rubbing Iowa fans the wrong way. Iowa State fans claim, you know what? That's in our fight song as well. And
Iowa State's song is literally called ISU Fights.
Here's the deal. And somebody made this proclamation to me last year as a Cubs fan. The Memphis fight song, what is it? Do you know what it's called? You don't know what it's called.
No, definitely
it's
not.
It's Go Tigers Go.
Hey. They can't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
It's the most generic name that you can have for a fight song other than Fight for Iowa or Fight for Iowa State. So, you know what? I know that there was a little bit of a campaign, the Fight for Iowa campaign, that was brought up by the athletic department. But I am all for, like you said, Kyle, if this was in fact a troll campaign by Iowa State, I'm all for it.
I just want to know.
See as much trolling from both sides
yeah.
of the rivalry as possible.
I want
to turn this show into the Paul Feinbaum Show North, except we're not Paul Feinbaum. We're not homers of either side.
We need a Phyllis. Can we? That should have been what we did today. We should have done Phyllis auditions for our new...
Nah, we got to do those off the air.
Okay.
It's way too dangerous.
All right.
to do those on the air. Hour number one, I think we rehashed what we found out yesterday in Iowa City when Kirk Ferentz made the announcement that Nathan Stanley was in fact going to be the starting quarterback for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And thank you, hockey guy. Flacco is surprisingly close, 138 games started. And I came to the conclusion that it's something that's a little bit outside of Kirk Ferentz's comfort zone. He knows in his heart of hearts it's the right decision to make, but he's still a little bit uneasy, given the history of what kind of quarterback he likes. If you missed that from hour number one, it's available at kgymradio.com. There is also an Emil's Hideaway poll question that we'll get to here. You can also find that on our website, kgymradio.com. And it goes like this. Going back to hour number one with Gary Rima, how will the UNI football team fare this season? Three options: MVC champs, make the playoffs, miss the playoffs. And so far, through 2.5 hours of local programming, miss the playoffs. Yes, make the playoffs right now is leading with 60% of the vote. The Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, we're getting a lot of little brother comments on the text line. Cyclone fans, stand up for yourself.
I swear, Iowa and Iowa State fans, you guys just can't help yourselves. We can talk about Iowa alone. We can talk about Iowa State alone.
And I love it. I'm not condemning this.
As soon as they're brought together at all, it's a battle. And yes, I love it. I wish the listeners could see the text line.
Does looking at this text line, does this affirm that you want to see this series every year? Because that's been a hot button topic.
Yeah, I do not want to get rid of the Iowa State game. Some rivalries are just, you know, we've got two D1 schools in the state, and that's it. Only two. There's no reason that they shouldn't play each other every year for this exact reason. The fan bases are not any more passionate about anything else than they're. There's nothing they're more passionate about than they are beating that other team.
Let's think about some of the other schools around the country, or some of the other states that have two big-time Division I schools.
Your border wars, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Oregon State.
No, that are not in the same conference. Florida State. I mean, and you can throw Miami in there as well with those three. I don't think that Colorado State, because Colorado State's not a Power 5 team, but those teams play each other every year. Georgia Tech, two teams not in the same conference. Those teams find a way to play each other every year. And quite honestly, I think that it's a shame that we're seeing Texas A&M go by the wayside.
Yeah.
That it was one of the better rivalries in college football. Not the best, but one of the better rivalries in college football. And because of conference realignment. See, why do those teams not play? Every other school finds a way. Even Iowa State, and I know that there's talk about getting rid of it or having it every other year. But those two teams find a way to play each other in the non-conference early in the season. And if they don't play each other early, they don't play each other early in the season, other teams like Georgia Tech play each other late in the season. Florida and Florida State, the same. Why do those teams not play each other? I fail to understand that.
In juxtaposed with some of the other rivalries that we just ran through, at least with Texas, we might be able to explain it, because maybe there are so many schools in Texas. Maybe they don't have the vitriol concentrated on the one school.
The University of Texas comes up. Texas A&M, I believe, comes up in the University of Texas fight song as the school that they don't like.
Really?
Yes.
They put them in the song?
No, sorry. And then Texas A&M's fight song comes up. University of Texas comes up in Texas A&M's fight song as "Saw Varsity's Horns Off." So, meaning "Saw Bevo's Horns Off."
So
there is some hatred between those two schools, and they don't play each other.
There's an element of a diss track to their fight song.
And I know that Iowa and Iowa State right now are not they're not known nationally like Texas and Texas A&M, but in this state, if they got rid of that game, would there be some angst, especially, or not even got rid of it, every other year?
I think so. Maybe nobody would notice during the first year because they're still playing each other. In the second year, as soon as they're not playing each other, there's gonna come a week where you're feeling very empty, and you say, you know, when was that big game with Iowa State we're always supposed to have?
5:21. We're gonna step aside. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update, and then we're gonna get to a little bit of Iowa player audio after this. And thank you to 7575 University of Kentucky against University of Louisville. That is another, I think those teams play each other every year, or most years at least. We'll step aside. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with a Midwest One Bank Big Board update on the way after this.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Iowa Hawkeye fans, this is Hayden Fry reminding you about this year's Fry Fest. Let's celebrate all that is Hawkeye together in Coralville on the Friday of Labor Day weekend. Join Hawkeye fans and former athletes for this festive, day-long black and gold celebration. See FryFest.com and join at Fry Fest in Coralville on Friday of Labor Day weekend.
Presented by Midwest One Bank, Friday, September 1st.
Go Hawks!
Shifting gears is what it takes sometimes to move forward. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is looking for some special people like you who view life a bit differently. You're intrigued by the thought of working all night when the rest of the world isn't. You like the freedom and the pay night work offers, plus overtime. Shifting gears with PMX Overnight offers stellar health benefits with medical, dental, and vision, coupled with rock-solid retirement benefits. Working the overnight shift at PMX isn't for everyone, but shifting gears may be perfect for you. Learn more at ipmx.com.
5:23 on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann and our executive producer, Jeff Downing, on the other side of the glass, waiting to hear from you. Statistic, Nick Safransky, who posed the question that got our sixth entrant into the KGYM Fantasy Football League, has given me a list of players who are very common misguesses. Once again, the question was, four NFL active quarterbacks who have played for one team and have started 160 or more games. So very common misses. Let's start with Joe Flacco, 138. And I believe Hockey Guy on the text line got that one. Aaron Rodgers, 135. Matt Ryan, 142. Alex Smith, 135, but he's played for two teams.
Mm-hmm.
Other very common guesses, Drew Brees has started 232 NFL games.
You forget
but
about
for
the
two
time
teams,
the Chargers.
The Chargers. And finally, Carson Palmer is another very common guess. He's started 174 games, but also with three teams, correct? The Oakland Raiders in there as well.
Oh, yeah.
You forget about that.
I
but the
did.
Raiders, the Bengals, and now the Arizona Cardinals.
Wonder how close Romo had gotten. I don't think he even got close in terms of the number of games.
He might have, but
he didn't start.
He's not active.
10 so. Full seasons? I don't think he even got close.
We'll check that while you're doing a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one, we're going to send it over to Kyle at 525.
Iowa State landed a commitment today from 2018 quarterback prospect Real Mitchell out of California. He's a three-star dual threat, according to 24/7, and chose Iowa State over offers from Arizona, Illinois, and Kansas State, among others. This comes a day after they received a commitment from defensive back Josh Madison, also a three-star from California. And Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard announced yesterday that the in-state game between his Cyclones and Northern Iowa this weekend will be played in front of a sold-out crowd. Three Iowa golfers were given preseason All-Big Ten honors today, those being sophomores Alex Shockey, Jack Simpson, and junior Matthew Walker. The Gazette's Area Super 10 Volleyball Rankings were released today, and Cedar Rapids Jefferson jumped to number 1, Linmar follows at 2, Xavier 3, and Iowa City West 8. The Colonels are 12-5 since Royce Lewis was promoted, and they're hoping to hold that momentum down the final stretch and into the playoffs. They're beginning a 3-game series with the Burlington Bees today, their last series here at home in the regular season, with Tyler Watson on the hill taking on Andrew Vinson. That game's going to start at 6:35. The Twins won the first game in their series at home with the White Sox yesterday, 6-4, and you can hear them play Game 2 tonight after our show. It's Jose Barrios pitching for the Twins, dueling Derek Holland for the Sox, and that'll be on 107.5 FM, the North Gem.
3560 in the Jerry Ask Investment Service text line asked Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford has started 109 career games. And Tony Romo, you asked, and I delivered. In his career, he started 156 games.
He really had that many? Wow. Okay.
He was very close, but he's retired. Well, is he officially retired? I don't know the verbiage.
The thing
there
with him is, if especially each year that he's now going to be out of football, he's out in the first place because his back was breaking all the time, okay?
Yeah, that's a good reason for you to stop playing football.
He's now hung it up every month that he's out of football. Makes it that much more likely that he will literally snap in half.
27:45, back to our discussion about Iowa State. Personally, I'm in favor of 2 years on, 2 years off. As long as Iowa is playing a quality Power 5 opponent, the 2 years off could be a home-and-home or two neutral site games.
Okay, here's my thing. It bothers me that when we talk about Iowa scheduling Iowa State and whether or not
What bothers you? The fact that the smallest things trigger this discussion, like the snap of a finger? Does that bother you? Because I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah, at least early in the season, that's the rivalry. This is why we love college football. So I'm okay with that. What bothers me is that we've got this dichotomy. Iowa needs a better schedule. And for some reason, the answer to that problem has become that the Iowa State game has to be the one that goes. And that's the thing that bothers me. Here are the few teams that Iowa's played over the last few years. North Texas, North Dakota State, Illinois State, Ball State, Missouri State. Those are the games you can ditch. You can move Iowa State into that slot. If Iowa really thinks of Iowa State as the little brother, put your money where your mouth
goodness.
Is.
Did you?
Yeah, I said the phrase. I said, if they really think that. Make Iowa State, make your little brother, make them your North Texas, your North Dakota State, your Illinois State.
Oh, no.
You don't have to get rid of Iowa State. You can just call that one your preseason game. I'm not saying
it's not. That's the thing. And people aren't talking about this. I really think that Matt Campbell's going to turn that program around. I really do. And it could be as early as this season where you're seeing them win 6 games. And I know you picked them to win 3 games, but they have so much talent on the offensive side of the football. And that game will see, this is the thing, and I think the texts are starting to fly in. No one would talk about this if they could win. Maybe we're not talking about this in 3 years. Maybe we're not, but right now we are at 5:29 on August the 30th when it gets brought up time and time again at the snap of a finger. My question for you, Kyle, is which man, two texts in a row that say preach, Kyle, which argument or which discussion do you enjoy more that just pops up like at the snap of a finger? Is it the Iowa scheduling or just Iowa State?
Well, I feel like the scheduling is a real conversation. So there's actual substance there. You can debate the merits of how to put together a strong schedule. The Iowa State, that's just, you know, that's just dialogue between bitter rivals.
Yes, and we're seeing.
I appreciate the both of them for what they are.
What we're going to do is we're going to get to some Iowa player audio after this bottom of the hour SportsCenter update. We're going to catch up with Akram Wadley, as you did in Iowa City yesterday. Kyle, Josh Jackson, Sean Welsh, Nathan Budgeta, and of course Nathan Stanley. I've heard a lot of people saying that Nathan Stanley's arm is a little bit, he has a little more talent as a quarterback than, I'm not going to say talent, but he's a little bit shy in front of the camera, which is what I was trying to say, but couldn't find a cutesy way of saying it, and maybe that's my fault. Was the first thing that they tell you in journalism school, don't get cute? Well, I just tried, so I apologize. We're just about halfway through the, what do we call this show? Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann, A&K all the way?
We had a texter actually, you probably didn't even see it. It was after the show yesterday. They said the show should be called AK4-7. Because first of all, I thought it was your initials. I hadn't even realized that it's Alex and Kyle. But AK4-7, it's a cool gun, and it kind of makes it sound like you're saying it like with a southern drawl to it. 4-7.
AK all the way, NC2A, baby!
The Sixth Man. Great movie. You should watch it.
You've seen one movie in your life. You're just gonna keep
Marlon
playing that.
Marlon Wayans playing for the University of Washington.
Is that the only movie you've ever seen?
No, that is not a true statement. That sounds like something. That sounds like you're trying to come up with a little bit of a myth making here on this Wednesday, August the 30th. I know I don't watch a lot of movies, but I've seen more than one movie.
Have you started Friday Night Tykes yet?
Oh my goodness. 5:31. A little bit later, and I want to get to this now. We mentioned we just filled another spot in our KGYM Fantasy Football League. Well, you're going to want the number 319-366-1600 because the Hall of Famer, Tristan Cockcroft, is going to join us to talk talk fantasy football. If you are having an upcoming draft, if you want some week one lineup help, 319-366-1600. You can text us. We'll answer your questions over text. You can tweet us at KGYM Radio. And you could tweet me at AlexKuhn523 and at Kyle.
Kyle F. Mann. That's the first time my Twitter handle's been plugged on this show since I've been hired.
And you could actually call 319-366-1600 and we will bring you on with Tristan Cockcroft. And there are going to be a lot of questions that we need to get to him with, and I want to start with Julian Edelman because there is a lot of talk about the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots won the Super Bowl last year without Rob Gronkowski. They will be fine. So I think a lot of fantasy owners are wondering, who's going to step up? Is Chris Hogan going to be the biggest name in fantasy football? Is it going to be Brandon Cooks? I think that would be the answer. And also, what will go on in the backfield in Kansas City? Spencer Ware is out. Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt is your most popular player in fantasy football now.
So we're going to get to Tristan next, and we're going to get to a bottom of the hour SportsCenter update right now. You're listening to KGYM Radio. More on the way after this break.
Your car has lots of lights. You've got headlights, interior lights, the light that comes on when you open your glove box. But there's one light that's the pest of the bunch, your check engine light.
And at AutoZone, we have the tools to help you troubleshoot the real problem for free. Whether it's something serious or something simple like a loose gas cap, you'll get a MyZone health report to help save you money and hassle down the road. So if your check engine light comes on, come on over to AutoZone and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with breaking news. The suspension of Bengals linebacker Vontaze Burfict has been cut from 5 games to 3. That suspension was for an illegal hit against Anthony Sherman of the Chiefs almost 2 weeks ago. ESPN's Diana Rossini reports the Seahawks are now trying to trade wideout Jermaine Kearse. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Steelers are expected to sign cornerback Joe Hayden to a 3-year, $27 million contract. In the aftermath of Harvey, tomorrow night's preseason game between the Cowboys and Texans has been canceled. Rolly Massimino, who coached college basketball since 1969, has died at his home in Florida. He was best known for winning the 1985 national championship with the Villanova Wildcats. Massimino was 82 years old. Baseball, ninth inning. The Nationals lead the Marlins 4-0 behind Steven Strasburg. Braves lead the Phillies 3-1 in the ninth, looking for a doubleheader sweep. Indians lead the Yankees 4-1 in the fifth, looking for a sweep. And Maria Sharapova just won her second-round match at the U.S. Open.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Your car has lots of lights. You've got headlights, interior lights, the light that comes on when you open your glove box. But there's one light that's the pest of the bunch, your check engine light. And at AutoZone, we have the tools to help you troubleshoot the real problem for free. Whether it's something serious or something simple like a loose gas cap, you'll get a MyZone health report to help save you money and hassle down the road. So if your check engine light comes on, come on over to AutoZone and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready with supplies and ready to get to work, which is why Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Every day at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 10% off select A. O. Smith water heaters when they buy in bulk. And now through September 3rd during Lowe's Ready to Restock event, pros can get up to 10% off select Dow foam insulation. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for water heater discount. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
A-K all the way and C2A, baby!
Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And Kyle, I know you love that intro.
I know you love it.
I know I love it, but I know that you love it as well.
You know what, Alex?
Should we put up a poll? Should we keep that as our intro? I'm sure people would really love.
You mean next time you and I do
vote
this?
On it. Yeah.
Because I can tell you what Todd's going to say.
But as Todd said, he's not here.
Okay. That's true. He said we can do anything that we want.
Anything. 538. You can go to our website, kgymradio.com. You can hear our first hour of the show. It's podcasted. Hour number one. Hour number two will be available after we finish up here. At about 5:57, Kyle will run over here and put it up on the website, and then we're going to get to Tristan Cockcroft and your fantasy football questions at 6:05. We've been talking a little bit of Iowa football heading into their first game just 4 days away, 3 days away, 4 days away. No, Matt, depending on how you want to look at it, the Wyoming Cowboys are coming to Iowa City, and I think a lot of people are intrigued about there are so many different storylines coming into this game, Kyle.
Yep.
You have the new offensive coordinator in Brian Ferentz. You have a new quarterback. You have the wide receiver questions. And then you have the clear strengths of this team, the offensive line, the running backs, the defensive line, and the linebackers. And, oh, by the way, you're facing one of the top quarterbacks, in at least in the eyes of NFL draft scouts. So I'm going to leave this up to you, Kyle. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start on the offensive side of the football? Because we're going to hear from some Iowa players you met with in Iowa City yesterday. And there's a lot of talk about Nathan Stanley, But then there's a lot of talk about Josh Allen. Who do you want to start with?
I think the listeners probably want to start with Stanley, but I found a lot of what some of the defenders had to say about containing Josh Allen interesting, so that'll be good later too, but we'll start with Stanley.
So let's start with Stanley, and Akram Wadley had his thoughts on Nathan Stanley being named the starting quarterback in Iowa City.
I'm happy for him, you know, and they've both been working hard, they've both been competing, and I can't wait to see what they come out.
He can wing it, can he?
Yeah, he got a cannon.
He's got a cannon. And he will step in front of a crowd of 70,000 people, not for the first time, but for the first time, as a starting quarterback. So I think we've had Nathan Stanley available in Iowa City twice. Nate Stanley available in Iowa City twice. Should I put a dollar in the swear jar every time I refer to him as Nathan? If you missed it yesterday, the new quarterback for the Iowa Hawkeyes does not like to be referred to as Nathan because it reminds him of the verbiage that his mom used when she was angry with him as a kid. Nathan. So Nate is his name. So we're just going to go. Should we pull out the Wheel of Desperation? Is that allowed?
Do you feel that? I mean, you're driving the ship today. Do you feel that we're desperate today?
No.
You but just like the wheel?
I just like the wheel. Where's the wheel going
to
take us?
I want to break the wheel. Half the audience out there will get that. Hockey guy will get it.
There's a little bit more pressure. But pressure's a good thing. I think helps you to rise up to competition and play better.
Does anything change for you, preparation-wise, mentality-wise, anything like that, knowing that, hey, you're the guy?
No, just continue to do what Coach O'Keefe has asked us to do and continue to watch film and prepare the same that I did last year. And because, like, last year, you never know when CJ's going to get hurt or you're one play away, so you got to prepare like you can play on the next play. So it doesn't really change.
And finally,
Yeah, for sure. I'll be nervous. I think I just try to remember the preparation that we went through and fall back onto the training that we've gone through.
I asked Rob Howe yesterday. Well, that wasn't yesterday, was it? That was Monday. We had Rob Howe of Hawkeye Nation joining us on Monday, and you can hear him on Friday with Todd and Mitch King live from Fry Fest as I will be heading off to Solon to announce on the South Gym 106.3 FM, Regina in Solon game. I asked Rob how much easing in and how much other teams are going to be really testing Nate Stanley early on. And the answer is quite a bit. I mean, you look at both teams' game planning. And let's just look at the way that Wyoming will be game planning for Iowa's offense. It's not simple, but it's very clear what they're going to want to do. What are the strengths of the Iowa? That's the first thing a defensive coordinator says. What are the strengths of the offense? They can run the ball, and they have a good run-blocking offensive line. They have two backs. What are their weaknesses? Well, they have a freshman quarterback and inexperienced wide receivers.
And a tendency to not throw downfield, regardless who the quarterback is.
This defense, and Craig Bull, the Wyoming coach, and you'll hear this a little bit on Before the Boom, which we'll have for you on Saturday morning. He made no bones about it. They want to make Nate Stanley beat them. And the question is, and I think that it's not only a question for Wyoming fans, but it's a clear question for Iowa fans as well. Can he yet? 319-366-1600. We mentioned the other part of this storyline, Josh Allen. Some predict him to be a top 10 pick next year. Some predict him to be the number one overall pick, the quarterback for the Wyoming Cowboys. And Josh Jackson was asked about Josh Allen yesterday, and here is what he had to say.
As good as he is, he's throwing a lot of interceptions. He takes a lot of chances. That gives you guys opportunity.
Definitely. That's definitely out there. And quarterback like him, you definitely can't stay on your heels. You have to be on your toes and stay on the receiver because he does get out and scramble, and you know that's where he makes a lot of his big plays. So you have to stay on your receiver and just stick to the plan.
This is Josh Jackson giving an overview of what he has seen from Josh Allen on film.
Yeah, definitely. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the nation right now. So he's definitely going to bring it to the game, and you know we just have to just prepare well.
What's he do better than other quarterbacks?
I think he's really good at reading keys and reading his defense, and he knows how to sling the ball right in there. It's like a dart, so he can fit it right there on the target.
What do you guys have to do to slow him down?
I think we have to play our keys and just play tough sound, physical, and just run to the ball and just try to D-line get pressure on him.
This is Iowa defensive lineman Nathan Budgeta talking about the gunslinger from Laramie, Wyoming.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep him kind of contained. He likes to move around. He's pretty accurate outside the pocket. So
is it important to you when you're rushing to, you know, or to try to break down to keep him in front of you? Or?
Yep. What we always say, attack of the upfield shoulder. Don't get too deep where he can escape and keep a balance rush so we're not overloaded to one side where there's a crease.
A lot of talk has been about Josie Jewell early on in the preseason from writers across the country.
That guy's a
Here
bro.
Is what the preseason All-American has to say and makes a very interesting comparison between Wyoming and North Dakota State. And maybe it's not so interesting if you sit down and think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. They have some similar guys, some guys that have transferred over from school to school, coaching-wise, and they run a lot of the same, some of the same stuff, some power O's, some slant stuff. So, I mean, we just have to be ready for anything. They can run anything on Saturday.
And finally, Josie Jewell talking about Josh Allen.
Yeah, it's just going to be, you know, staying with our fundamentals, being able to, you know, stay in the right coverage the whole time, even if he's scrambling, he can run too. So be able to stay in coverage throughout the whole process of a play. You know, you have to be able to stand your guy, match him, no matter what happens.
What are your thoughts? 319-366-1600. This game started as a 13-point spread in favor of the Iowa Hawkeyes. I think it's gone down to 11.5, and that happened very non-coincidentally, I think just hours, maybe a day or two after Manny Rugumba was announced to be out for the first game due to disciplinary the team decided that he will not play in the first game for disciplinary reasons. Josh Allen comes to town, and I for one am interested to watch him play for a full game, because I know that there's this hype around him, and I know the NFL scouts love him. The numbers weren't always there. He didn't play extraordinarily well against upper competition, and he lost his top three receivers and most of his offensive line from last year.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a test both for Josh Allen and for the Iowa defense really early in the year, and I think in the long run it's going to serve to benefit them, because for Josh Allen, you know, he needs to come out and prove and get off to a hot start. If he wants to live up to any of this momentum, he's got to start early. And so he's got to come out and show that. And this is actually interesting. There was a weird dynamic walking around availability, because there was two things that you kept hearing about Josh Allen. Was that, first, it kept coming up that he is prone to make mistakes, or at least maybe not prone, but at least isn't invulnerable to making mistakes. And then secondly, there was this assumption that he's really good at reading keys and reading defenses. And so he's going to have to come out and show that one of those is more true than the other. And against such a disciplined defense, or at least what we expect to be a disciplined defense, usually what we see out of Iowa, that'll be a really good test for him. And likewise, Iowa's defense is going to need to be disciplined. They're going to have to stay on their keys. And it's week one. We've kind of come to the conclusion that they kind of like to ease into things. They're not going to be able to against Josh Allen. He's exactly the type of quarterback we've seen that give them problems in the past. He can get outside the pocket, and even if you are staying disciplined, he's going to make you do it for a long time.
They don't disguise anything. They are what they are. Two direct quotes from, first, the quarterback in Laramie, Josh Allen, and then the head coach, the former head coach of the North Dakota State Bison, Craig Bull, talking about Iowa's defense. And stop me, like you said, if you've heard that before, stop. I've heard many coaches describe the Iowa Hawkeye defense in that fashion, whether it was under Phil Parker, whoever was has been at the helm in Iowa City, there has been discussion about not disguising much and playing straight up and trying to out-execute the other team, and we'll see if they can do that on Saturday. Once again, you can join us after the final gun from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City on Saturday. We'll come to you right after the finale, the final gun of the Iowa and Wyoming game that will get underway. The game gets underway at 11 a.m. We'll come to you right after. And also, we're going to be at Fry Fest on Friday as Todd and I will bring you the first hour and a half. Then we'll chat with Jack Dom, the Mount Mercy head baseball coach, for his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. And then we are going to have the big hour where Rob Howe from Hawkeye Nation will join Todd. And Mitch King will be the special guest from the trade show inside of Fry Fest. We're going to step aside. We'll be back with a Midwest One Bank Big Board update after this.
First time skydiving!
Sure is!
Okay, you just open the door like this and you jump!
Oh, wait! Should we be like in tandem?
Tandem? That's a great idea!
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but I love parachutes and I love people! Here we go!
You wouldn't take chances with an uncertified skydiving instructor. Don't do it with your finances. Find a certified financial planner professional today at letsmakeaplan.org. CFP. Work with the highest standard.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready with supplies, ready to get to work. So every day at Lowe's, when pro customers buy in bulk, they get up to 20% off GAF shingles and up to 30% off Owens Corning insulation. And now through September 13th at Lowe's, pros get up to 30% off select in-stock Hitachi tools and fasteners. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for shingles and insulation discounts. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Napa Know How.
Every car on the road today deserves quality parts and Napa know-how, but none more than your dream car, especially if you've got it 10 years after it came out. Boy, did your patience pay off, because here you are toting your swagger about town like the gentleman motorist you are at a fraction of the cost. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your dream car running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. You've been waiting to buy that new driver or golf shirt till it goes on sale, right? Well, wait no more. Austed's end of summer clearance sale is on now. Savings up to 60% on brands you want at the lowest prices of the year. Have our award-winning club fitters get you in the right equipment, regardless of the price. Shop Austed's now for our end of summer sale and save up to 60% store-wide and online at Austed's.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
This is the Jim Scott Udanish. Tomorrow afternoon at 3, we'll come to you live from the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. The gym class will be live at Jefferson before their matchup with Prairie. Here on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We'll talk with coaches and athletes as we count down to kickoff and get you ready for high school football action. The KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 on the gym.
Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann, Jeff Downing on the other side of the glass. Welcome back to Studio A on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We are almost 2 hours down, and once we are, you can visit our website and find the first 2 hours of our show today at kgymradio.com. Thank you to Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, for joining us at 4:30. And speaking of the UNI Panthers, they are the subject of our poll question today. How will UNI football fare this season? There are three options. Missouri Valley Conference champs, that would be playoffs. Just make the playoffs, that's the second option. And then the third option would be miss the playoffs. And through 2-3 hours, just about 3 hours of local programming, 60% of the vote is on make the playoffs, and 40% miss the playoffs. Nobody predicting that they will be Missouri Valley Conference champs, which would be an amazing feat due to the fact that North Dakota State and South Dakota State are both at the top of the standings and of the pecking order in that conference, and what is the best conference in FCS football. We're almost done with hour number two. We're going to have Tristan Cockcroft on the other side of a top of the hour Sports Center update. But first, another Midwest One Bank Big Board update with Kyle Mann.
Iowa State landed a commitment today from 2018 quarterback prospect Rial Mitchell out of California. He's a three-star dual threat, according to 24/7, and he chose Iowa State over offers from Arizona, Illinois, and Kansas State, among others. This comes a day after they received a commitment from defensive back Josh Madison, also a three-star from California. And Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard announced yesterday that the in-state game between his Cyclones and Northern Iowa this weekend will be played in front of a sold-out crowd. Three Iowa golfers were given preseason All-Big Ten honors today, those being sophomores Alex Shockey, Jack Simpson, and junior Matthew Walker. The Gazette's area Super 10 volleyball rankings were released today, and Cedar Rapids' Jefferson jumped to number 1, Linmar follows at 2, Xavier 3, and Iowa City West 8. The Colonels are 12-5 since Royce Lewis was promoted, and they're hoping to hold that momentum down the final stretch and into the playoffs. They're beginning a three-game series with the Burlington Bees today, their last series here at home in the regular season, with Tyler Watson on the hill taking on Andrew Benson beginning at 6:35. The Twins won the first game in their series at home with the White Sox yesterday, 6-4, and you can hear them playing Game 2 tonight after our show. It's Jose Berríos pitching for the Twins, dueling Derek Holland for the Sox, and that'll be on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
319-366-1600. We also have... Here, let's start with this. We'll tell you that Tristan Cockcroft is on the way after a top of the hour Sports Center update. So you can call in for that. We also want to let you know that we're going to be giving away a prize before 7 p.m. And I believe those are tickets to go see Alan Jackson on the 9th of September. So before 7 o'clock, we will have tickets for you to go see Alan Jackson. Why don't we give those away right now? 319-366-1600. Whoa. Caller number 6, you will be the winner of those tickets. Jeff Downing will get your information, and we will find out who our winner is after this top of the hour Sports Center update. The Hall of Famer Tristan Cockcroft on the way after this Sports Center update. You're listening to KGYM Radio. Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann in for the vacationing Todd Brommelkamp.
There's no better time than right now to protect your family. So if you're like me and have been putting off getting term life insurance, you have to call SelectQuote. Here's the SelectQuote difference. Most companies give you one option, one policy, and one rate. But SelectQuote gives you options, lots of options. SelectQuote shops and could get you up to 15 options from highly rated life insurers.